First of all, we're going to NOLA, Mobile, Alabama, New Orleans, and Lafayette, Louisiana.
Three-dayer.
And we're going to have, these are almost sold out. We're going to have
second shows very soon.
Get
and
your
we're
tickets.
Also going to Montana. We should just announce those here by the time they hit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bozeman, Montana, Casper, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado.
Yes. Bozeman.
And
we do a little Bozeman these days.
We're gonna. What's that venue that's like an amphitheater with Red Rocks? No, is it that?
What?
We're not doing that. Oh. I'm just saying.
That's my dream. Is we're doing Red Rocks.
It's in Morrison, Colorado.
That's what's the capacity of that place? 34,000
Cap.
That's cap. 9,500
Wow.
Wow. That's fat. That's like the coolest. That's the coolest venue I've ever seen.
Me doing that same opening one joke. For
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Skibbity toilet. Anyways.
Ah, now that's an X with a U on it. Where's that P on my keyboard?
Nope.
Nope.
Spam.
Nope. I'd rather not.
It sounds like a joke.
I don't like being the butt of the jokes. I'm just looking up 607 Unk. Just looking up 607 Unk videos.
Is that a rapper?
Yep, you'll see. Okay. Why am I so in the streets?
Who the fuck is
607 Unk? He's the new Charleston White. No, he's not Charleston White. He's like a new insider rap guy that's all over the talk.
He's ashy as hell.
Yeah. he spilled all the beans. See, well, Sam, he spilled all the beans. Yo, because He did that. He gave the blowjob with the ear though. I seen it with my own two eyes. You'll see.
He did the blowjob with the ear though.
He gave the blowjob with the ear though. Okay, like that's how they do it. I seen Nelly himself. Like he said, I left at 2:59.
What's an ear though?
An ear.
It's a dildo.
Like, you know that?
No, I'm just
thinking the blow. Oh, an ear though. Yeah, it's an ear. It's
Black people just inventing dope. Funny.
Yeah, being funny as shit. I feel like a Tyler type guy would do that.
Mm-hmm. The creator?
Yeah.
Create an ear dough?
He would create an ear dough.
New phone case?
I got a new phone.
What kind did you get? Samsung?
Yeah.
Samsung Galaxy? Smart. Smart. Good. Welcome to the dark side. come on in, water's warm.
Can we get funny. That... swiveled to your right.
I saw that label gun you guys bought. That's crazy. I was just looking at that yesterday. I was like, I need that.
Yeah.
And then I saw it on the wall, and I was like, holy shit, you guys bought one?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we're using it to make clothing.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
These are our sweat pant blanks.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice.
Those are nice.
They're like, the inside is rough. It's like terry cloth. It feels good.
Let me feel the inside. They're wool, right?
No, cotton. They're just all cotton, yeah.
Yeah, cotton?
Yeah, everything's 100% cotton.
Who's the, are they guests?
Hmm?
Are they guest blanks?
No, they're cut and sew. They're all
really?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Yeah, I think we'll probably use off-the-shelf blanks for tees because we had some cut and sew blanks made for tees, and they're just not as good.
No, yeah.
I would say just use the ones that were our favorites from previous drops.
Yeah.
You can't tell how good a blank is until it's like 700 wears in.
That's also true. Yeah.
Like not 5, 175.
Right.
And I feel like they got the tee down because there's so much business on the tee.
You get
blank.
Juice on them too.
Yeah, you got to spill juice on them. You got to wipe up your own cum with them.
You got to juice them up.
Yeah, with your own cum.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spit on them when they're in the laundry basket.
You got to use them as...
tissues?
When you have a a box air conditioner and there's a gap.
Yeah.
Stuff a shirt in between the gap.
How good do they hold up after 1 month of being air conditioner gap? That's so true, Chris.
They turn brown.
Right. How brown, though?
Really, you should see my room.
Nice.
Just wait till you see this man's room.
Yeah.
I talked to ChatGPT all day yesterday.
Besties.
Really?
We're besties now.
What'd they say?
No, I was organizing joyride writing.
Okay.
And because it's what it's really good at is taking disparate ideas and logically sort of structuring them in one chain so that it makes sense.
I saw you working it the other day like it was like a fucking 1920s camera. You were like,
yeah. I was
boop, boop, boop. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I
figured it out.
Then I was like, oh, he's working. Okay, yeah, I got you.
I was pumping it in there. And it also can highlight conflicting ideas that don't work with each other. And it does this. Like you could send it a stack of thousands of ideas and it'll find the ones that don't work with the other ones.
Like no shit.
You don't have to keep this stuff in your working memory. That's why it's super useful. And it did yesterday. I did probably writing that would have taken me months to do in an afternoon and a day.
Wow. Did you see the story I sent you?
Which one?
I sent you a story. I wrote one.
On IG? Oh, yes. Did you email it?
I shared a doc. I shared a Google doc with you the old-fashioned way.
That is the best way. Let me just check my shared with me tab. I did see the headline, yes.
Okay.
I'm not signed into Google on this phone yet. Okay.
It's all right. It's a story. It's a storyline. It's like it's a waypoint mission for the biker trilogy thing. When you date a woman and you travel with her, you ever travel with a girl who's a fucking loser?
With a girl?
Yeah. Like you go on a date and she's like orders bad or like, I have to go back to the room. My socks are wet. Mm-hmm. Like we'll like bum the whole date out, like the flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you think someone's cool on paper, all this shit, and then you travel, and they're like, I don't like this. You just push your seat forward. Mm-hmm. You know, shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ugh.
I don't
God,
like,
this guy's a fucking faggot.
I don't like high tops.
Yeah.
We have to have a booth.
Yeah.
Well, it's 45 like minutes for a booth. Well,
I guess we'll just wait, and we'll walk around then. Yeah.
It's 42 degrees out.
Because, you know, my travel was, I guess Chris Lynch and I should just be married. We're both just seeing eye to eye and everything. They're like, you guys can sit over there and you can order beers at the bar and stand in the broom closet. And we're like, that'll be fine. We'll take two each, please. Yeah, and I'll have two, like, Chris and I will order two drinks where we're like split sandwiches. And we'll both get drinks and then we'll hand each other like one of each. But we know it's like the fastest way to get the most drinks in the shortest amount of time by ordering two at a time. Like, hi, yes, I'll have the two Bahama Mamas, please.
Airport pricing?
Oh, that's fucking funny.
So what's the haps?
That Black Hawk helicopter fell down.
Dude, that really made me feel sick.
That's spooky. Did you see the Black Hawk helicopter?
I didn't watch it. I didn't see it. Is there a video of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like far away. It's like just a blip, right? That you saw? It wasn't like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was...
Was it a trans pilot getting revenge?
No.
No, it was the Black Hawk... Black Hawk helicopter's fault, I believe, and it crashed into a passenger, American Airlines.
Was it the trans pilot getting revenge?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it American Airlines, too?
Yes.
It's always... What deal does America... So this is the fun part. Let's get right to the fucking conspiracy. Let's get right into the conspiracies.
Who is flying the American Airlines pilot? Oh. He's got the watch.
Who's the Black Hawk pilot? Show that.
Sam Lilly.
Oh, it's me.
There he is. It's probably a remote controlled guy.
Keep scrolling. Keep going down.
That's him.
Hmm.
So,
what am I wrong about this?
He was a quiet kid.
Ryan O'Hara.
I don't think the Blackhawks co-pilot is yet to be named.
Who's Joe Ellis? J-O space E-L-L-I-S.
Trans Blackhawk.
Wow.
Wrongly named in DC crash. But you never know.
Okay, prove it. Go on a date with her right now then. Prove it. Send me a video of you sucking on her pussy. Sucking on her 7-inch pussy.
Sucking on whatever's down there.
That fine. That's fine. She's alive? Fine. Someone send me a video of them sucking on her 7-inch clit.
It's too bad.
I'll believe it when that should be like the court. That's the only way to like get the bottom of like wrong naming when trans people.
Okay, so it was not a trans pilot. This is just fake news then, huh?
I think it was just a dumb accident.
Come on.
Yeah, give me a break. It's I don't want Black accident. Hawk helicopters don't
there
get
can be, there
dumb
can be
accidents.
Accidents.
So this is a fun one. The fun conspiracy immediately is there was an LA fire in 1961.
Was it a black air traffic controller? Explain this one to me, Chris.
I think it was the air.
Where's the racial weak link?
Who were the air?
Yeah, fuck it.
Who were the Sons of Liberty? Who were the Sons of Liberty?
Where's the videos of them sucking Joe Ellis's clit? I want to see it. If she's alive, fine. Show her having anal sex with her big clit.
Staff shortage for the traffic control.
It must be a DEI thing.
Is this?
That's who did it right there.
That smoke show,
that
olive,
bitch.
Olive oil.
No, Popeye.
But the no. Anyway, so
can we just drive next every tour date?
Why not?
Yeah,
because of this.
Because
of this shit.
Because I'm terrified of airplanes.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not getting on another plane ever again.
My private plane.
How many people fly every day? Can we Google it?
3 million.
Passengers,
each 40, day?
45,000 flights per day in America. That's
worldwide.
That has to be bullshit.
Why, you think it's less?
That just sounds fake.
The US aviation
3 million a day.
That doesn't sound that much.
You think people are moving around that much like critters?
Yeah. Sky critters.
You think people are moving around that much like a bunch of critters?
I do.
That's disgusting.
Look at all those planes.
Look at all those planes. Wow, those are eight planes. Wow. That's a lot of planes.
Why doesn't Africa have so many planes? It seems as though people aren't flying us over Africa as much.
Wait a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, wow, okay,
thank
who
you
let
so
this
much.
Happen?
I'll take the clear one. I'll take the clear one. Thank
what
you.
The hell? Whose thank idea you. Was this?
Very funny, Martin. Cartographer Chris. Who's very funny.
Whose idea was this?
Assode.
Oh.
You could live in Assode.
Asshole.
Hey, fuck you, asshole. I'm not just.
You know what to do, Trevor. Yeah. Yeah, I think. Trevor, you know I mean, if drill. This is if this is let's say
look at how many
1,000 planes times you know 60,000.
That's not 1,000. That's like 40.
Well, there's a lot.
You can count way more than 40, Sam. Seriously. Hey,
enough about planes.
So, the conspiracy is that an ice skating team went down in 1961 in the Belgian. They were like coming back from they were leaving Wichita, Kansas, mm-hmm. and a whole ice skating team died in 1961. Same thing, right
Belgian
after
Congo.
Belgian in the Congo. So that's the conspiracy that like we're getting one of those like repeat things. Like you know, Chuck always talks about like 3-3-3-6-6-6-7-7. It's the 7-7. Mm-hmm. So I guess we kill ice skaters after fires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it gets to the point where it's like, is the Illuminati just fully like, God damn. This is the like the retard shit we have to believe. Like, always kill the ice skaters, those who skate on the frozen
thank
water.
You.
Like, those who skate on frozen water must be punished. Like,
yeah.
Like shut up.
Yeah, you got to do a bunch, there's a bunch of fruitcake math you have to do all the time if you're in the Illuminati.
Yep. It's like seventh day of the night bearer brings light to those who slice the crystal ice.
That's got to get tiresome.
Yeah. And like who else is in this that shouldn't be? You know what I mean? Like like guys who like those who mount the rubber wheels, like a guy who works in a tire shop. Those who spin the rubber around the wheels of travel must be punished. Yet yonder their closest being, like all guys who mount tires get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just a weird amount of, like, 60% of guys who have ever worked a tire mounting machine are all getting divorced tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what do you mean, Shonda? What do you mean you're sick of my job and me smelling like rubber from Town Fair Tire all the time? Mm-hmm. They don't know why. I don't know. It's just weird.
I know what you mean. It looks tedious from the outside.
Who's the interns at the Illuminati running this shit?
I think it's probably the old timers that are that like the numbers.
Wichita, and there's something wrong with Wichita.
Oh, definitely.
Like Wichita is one of those cities
in the name.
Yeah, Ita.
And you know we're not going back to Kansas anymore. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz, like Wichita.
Kansas City was nice. I like that.
Did you?
I did.
607 Onk from Kansas City. You don't know? Come here.
I have this is totally off topic. We can cut this out. It's a car question.
Let's stay on topic.
Okay.
Let's stay the topic in the show.
Mm.
Okay.
So we'll just keep this. This is the new topic.
Okay. When windshield wipers, when they get...
They go back and forth, do they go swish, swish, swish?
when a windshield wiper gets choppy, like, you know what I'm talking about? When it goes up and down? Oh, no. I'll ask after.
What?
Like when it gets choppy.
What?
Can that be adjusted?
What do you mean choppy?
Like
turn the chop down.
When you're like you know when you run your blades when it's not raining.
You can turn the chop down.
And it's like choppy
cuz it's jumping.
It's jumping cuz there's friction.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
When it's raining
blades.
Do you have to replace them? Or do you...
Replacing might help.
Okay.
On a brand new truck?
Yeah, it started to get choppy. And I wasn't sure if it was like ice that like...
What? I always did want to know, what are the best wiper blades? This is actually a true thing. Mercedes has a pretty decent wiper blade.
Let's chat it up.
But like what is the best, highest, like, and are they better than factory OEM blades?
Good question.
Because I've always actually wanted to know, like, are the Rain-X ones better?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. We could be saving lives right now.
It could be.
You know the number one cause of accidents? The taillights? Bosch Icon, okay.
I always go with OEM.
Me too.
And just as a superstitious.
Or the Trico Force.
Trico Force, we could force them.
I like Bosch Icons.
Bosch is good.
Bosch makes Bosch. And then the Michelin Stealth.
They make a fine product.
Well, when John Goodyear, the inventor of vulcanized rubber...
Mm-hmm.
Got robbed by Michelin, who was a rabbi, Shlomi Michelin.
Mm-hmm.
He got robbed from the idea. And then he was like, we're going to have a thing called the Michelin Man. He's going to look like the Marshmallow Man. But Ty is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, John Goodyear is a piece of shit child molester. Don't listen to him. No, I heard that. I learned that on Barrett Jackson the other night, that John Goodyear was the inventor of vulcanized rubber.
Mm-hmm. Want to link it up?
What?
Links.
Links.
Yeah.
Let's do Nick's talks first.
Let's do Nick talk. Okay. Oh, this is pretty good. This is interesting.
Okay. I actually don't need to hear the audio.
This girl's so hot.
This is some brokering, also known as medical trafficking, from 2016 to 2018 in South Florida. And it's a really dark world that I don't think a lot of people know about. So I just wanted to talk about my experience and spread awareness. Body brokering is a really evil type of healthcare fraud used by unethical treatment facilities to take advantage of people struggling with addiction.
That's all you need to know.
And people have made hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. And the capital of body brokering is, you guessed it, Florida. Some people call the area from West Palm to Miami Hell's Waiting Room because it just has the most evil energy. Everyone's shady. Everyone's scamming people. And it's also the rehab capital of the country. So people like me go there to try to get sober and get better, and they get caught up in what's called the South Florida Shuffle. So the way that it works is that there are these kind of recruiters who are looking for people who are struggling and trying to convince them to go to specific detoxes. And these people get $500 to $5,000 per head, and that's literally the language that they use for each person that they get into the detox that they're working with. And the reason they're getting paid so much money is because the detoxes are charging the insurance companies $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a week for these patients to be there. So if you don't have good insurance, if you don't have a good PPO, then you're not worth anything to them. But if you do, you're like gold. When I was down there, I went to detox probably 15 or 20 times with the guy that I was using with. And most of the detoxes didn't actually take his insurance, but they'd be like, oh, no problem. He can piggyback off yours, which I later found out is completely illegal. And my insurance was top tier at the time because my mom is a New York State teacher and I was still on my parents' insurance. So they were charging my insurance for all of his services too. Not to mention, no legitimate detox or treatment facility will even take a couple or people who are using together, because then their chances of staying clean are so small, like it just never works. But these places, while you were doing your intake, they'd literally be like, do you have any other friends that you think
need help? So it's just to maximize the money. It's not like organ trafficking or something.
No, it's just maximizing money.
So that's neat.
It. Yeah, that's the, that's interesting.
She should move her hair out of the way.
Yeah, I like her colonial house tattoo on her arm.
Yeah, it's actually kind of legit. I was wondering.
She's actually kind of cute.
It's her childhood.
But the reality of our rehab, I remember saying it was fake when I was out in LA. I remember this kid went to rehab that we were friends with. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where is it? And he told me like where it was and like what he was doing. And I'm like, that just sounds like a fucking scam. And we were writing the fraud, waste, and abuse claims shit for World Peace One. Mm-hmm. So I was like studying fraud, waste, and abuse. I sat next to that lady on that plane that was telling me about like female gynecology appointments in New York City. Mm-hmm. And she was finding all these like Persian doctors that were just like writing up fucking like pussy exams for men. Mm-hmm. And it was like a really easy one to catch right off the rip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
pussy exams for men.
Yeah. I examined your pussy. Ahmed, your pussy is so pink. Money is cool. Oh, Ahmed, your pussy stinks, bro. Ah, just kidding, bro. It smells like balls. You like Lamborghini? Yo, I'm going to be able to buy a G-Wagon. But basically, South Florida, shuffle. Mm-hmm. And rehab is a fucking scam. Mm-hmm. And like coked out NHL players and NBA players and NFL players that like do too much coke, mm-hmm. they make it like automatic. Mm-hmm. Like you have to go. Like if it'd be like if one of the guys was like doing coke and you're like, bro, can't come back to work until you do a rehab. Mm-hmm. It's so like that little implementation into like any sort of culture, subculture, society, whatever is so. That's a sneaky one. Mm-hmm. That's like trans literature. And rehab should be looked at like trans shit. Do you agree?
I don't know.
Well, you don't do drugs or anything. Like I don't
know anything about.
Let's put it this way. Quitting drugs through a treatment facility is for fucking retards. I don't give a fuck about its success rate. It's fucking, it's holistic bullshit. And it's actually bad for holistic shit. It's a zero accountability thing. Hmm. And it's like skirting accountability, basically. Hmm. Being like, well, let's get into the psychology of why you were using in the first place. It's like, how about I'm a weak piece of shit? How about that? And I was molested, so that means it allows me, I can do anything I want because I fucked my uncle. That's what happened. And like, that's what it allows you to do, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my aunt touched my pussy, so I can smoke crack and people can, oh, that's why. That rubs off all the fucking, yeah, that's why I stole from my mom and I fucked my cousin for money and shit like that. And I stole cars and yeah, no, it completely admonishes me from guilt. I stole from the place I work from, heroin, or just being realistic. But somewhere along the way, someone figured out like, oh, we can charge $60,000 a week or two weeks for this. Because I remember the prices were crazy.
Damn.
I had a rich friend go to one time, and he had like rich parents like that. And it was like, I was like, he's like, yeah, dude, it was like $75,000.
For how long?
Like, for like 3 weeks.
And when was that?
2018, 16, 17.
So it's probably like triple that now.
Yeah.
Quadruple.
But I'm like, first of all, how fucking fractured is our healthcare? Where they're like, oh, yeah, that's a normal amount of money to put a guy in a room.
Yeah.
Like elderly care is like stupid amount of money. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing prices for like elderly care. Rehab was like five times more. And I'm like, okay, so to put Chris Lynch in a room, in a hotel room, and then send a shrink in there once a day to watch him color boxes, that costs $70,000 and there's no profit? Give me a fucking break. Like I was like, I would start we had a rehab facility next to us in our condo. Mm-hmm. Someone bought a condo and rented it. It's like a halfway house. That's a fucking scam. Mm. You get to charge. It's an insurance scam. Mm-hmm. And if we wonder why, like we always wonder why healthcare is so expensive. Everybody stop bitching about healthcare. Stop charging $90,000 for fucking crackheads to throw TVs through to throw $46,000 TVs. Cause they can probably write off losses too. Like, oh, he spazzed out and broke a chair. That's $7,000 for the chair. You know it comes with it. Oh, she got pregnant while she was in rehab. Mm-hmm. Perfect. More money. Oh, we had to have an outpatient nurse, a Jamaican nurse that works. And the nurses, I feel bad because they don't get the money. Mm-hmm. They get $75 an hour, but they're charged, you know, they charge the administrative fee. And there's just so much back underwriting in healthcare, billing, medical billing. That's the most devious thing in the world. And if we don't like put a big spotlight, I don't care. I hope this podcast puts a spotlight on that and sees healthcare fraud for like what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just medical billing companies, Joe told me this, are getting bought up at a rapid rate right now. Mm-hmm. You can get out of like this comedy racket, mm-hmm. and if you want to make some serious bread, mm-hmm. we'll go buy a medical billing company, mm-hmm. because it's just like, oh yeah, we charge our administrative fee on top of the hospitals, and it all gets absorbed to the insurance company, the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And they know how to like harmonize to get things passed through. Mm-hmm. Adrian, Iapolucci was talking about it a little mm-hmm. bit, but rehab is just a golden age. But imagine all the hot sluts that need to be fucking checked in Florida right now. Mm. Hey, you stupid fucking bitch. Why don't you listen? You're just like your fucking sister. Stupid.
That's what you get when you go to rehab.
Yeah. You get an executive and like unloosening his tie and unbuttoning his pants. All right, Shorty. Get over here. Time to earn your keep. All right, baby girl. Get down there! Just like some fucking fat Gary undoing, a red-faced Gary undoing his tie. Hey, cutie pie, get over, you look sweet. You want to stop doing drugs? Huh? I'm going to make you dry heave the smell coming out of down there. Like that kind of shit.
You guys ever seen this guy?
Yeah, Scott.
Oh my God.
It's Scott Frieda?
Dude, this guy is, I'm trying to find the good one where he's like hiding. Well, he does these skits where he's recovering alcoholic, but he does like these skits as if like this is what happens when you're fuck.
Yeah, no, this is it. Started out kind of wholesome. I actually liked this guy in the beginning.
Yeah,
and then like his wife died at 45 of like liver failure from drinking too much, and they were multimillionaires. They were making like $1 million a month on like a drop shipping business, and they partied like too hard, and then his wife died of alcohol cirrhosis. And then, but he used to have like really good ideas on quitting sobriety. One of them was like, every time you get the itch to go have a beer after work, go get a thing of blueberries and just eat them all.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, that's, you know, that's advice you never hear. Just stupid shit. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now though. He's like literally doing stand up.
Yeah. Anyways, I gotta find a better video at another time.
Well, what's a good video it hits?
Anything.
Just play some anything.
Okay.
Very hard to eat. We all know that. Okay. So maybe have a piece of that 3 times a week. I don't know. It'd be my recommendation. And we're going to make it edible. I promise you. We're going to make it really edible. It's really simple too. It's fun and simple. And I mean, just pay attention. And we're going to, you know how everybody likes spicy honey and spicy chocolate? Well, we're going to use a real jalapeno and get the health benefit from the capsaicin.
Why is spicy peppers Armenian?
Capsaicin. Anyways, I'll find a better one.
Capsaicin.
Anyways, you were gone. I interrupted.
Scott Frieda. No, I don't know. He started out wholesome, and then he just went completely bonkers. Hmm. There was another guy I was following because I was like, I was quitting booze for the first time in 2020. Mm-hmm. I quit it for like 3 months, so I just fell into like a little rehab hole. Mm-hmm. There was another kid that I was following. He was like, I'm gonna drink 35 beers on live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy with like the weird teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And he drinks bubblies now?
Yeah, now he drinks bubblies. I was following him when he was drunk. Mm-hmm. He drank 30 beers, threatened his kid, and then drove his car through like his neighbor's fence or something like that. Like flipped out. And then he, like the next day, he was like, fuck this! And pours all his liquor down the drain. And now he's been sober for 3 years.
Damn.
And I write a message every now, like, hey man, I'm happy to see this. Thank you, bro. Good job. Like damn. Just kind of. But there was like a big sobriety. I think there was like a big sobriety movement during post-COVID. Mm-hmm. I think like everybody stayed in and drank themselves a little too scary. Mm. If you're a drinker and you were drinking during COVID, it got way worse.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I remember drinking like, I turned to whiskey.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'll drink whiskey.
I just played Animal Crossing.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do during COVID?
I think I got in shape and I just was normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got in shape. Of a bottle.
We were just all collectively scared in the office.
We didn't change anything.
I don't remember what was happening then.
I think we were doing Muay Thai in the backyard.
We were making videos. Mm-hmm. That was one of the golden eras of iDubs.
We were banging it. We were getting it.
Oh, it was iDubs. That's right.
We were getting after it.
Yeah.
COVID era.
Yeah. Idubs had the mask on in the Chick-fil-A thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a picture of Idubs still with... I always find it every now and then.
What's Unk got going on dirty style? Is Unk doing
Unk's
dirty?
So good. You're going to love this guy. He's...
607 Unk.
This is the new G.
Why is this so quiet? This is going to...
It was a question of, like, you being...
This is the loudest I can get it. This is absolutely as loud as I can get this.
It was a question of, like, you being at Diddy parties.
That's what I want.
That's what you want.
Yeah, but I left at 2:59. Well, you got to leave before 3. That's what I'm going to do. That's why I left at 2:59.
Why you
leave? But Nelly never stayed.
Why you leave?
Once I saw Nelly event the new thing, he kind of like evented the earth job. It's like a blow job, but it's done at the top of the earth. It's just like a blow job. He evented that. It's an earth
you
job.
Say the top?
It's done at the top of the earth, right here.
Oh,
top of the earth.
The friction in the cartilage.
Yeah, it's kind of like a blow job.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's got like a blow job, but it's different.
Bro.
I saw it wrong. Yeah, Nelly evented that. I saw him do that.
Wow.
I saw that one.
Look at his goblet.
Get her job.
Allegedly.
Her job.
No, ain't no legend. I saw it.
Nah.
I saw that one. No, I gotta keep it real, right? Yeah. I mean, why not keep it real, right? God. I mean, it's only her job.
It's only an ear job.
Have you seen anything like that before in your life? It's only an ear job, all right? I'm gonna keep it real with y'all.
So, is he fucking the... Is he fucking like this? Like
no, like, no, top of the ear. No, Chris, I'm gonna keep it real with you. No, the top of the ear, the collar, right? Yeah.
This face where it's like this.
No, I like that 2:59. I think he's from St. Louis, or KC or St. Louis. I think it's St. Louis, but he said that KC is the most dangerous. Like you know, what I'm saying? No, they're talking about hats. Okay, like when you fucking a bitch and she want to know, when she fucking a thug, she want to know how many hats he care, okay? Okay, like what kind of bitch you fucking freaking on and she want to know how many bodies you got. Okay, it different. They kill you for fun around there, so you can say you had hats.
A hat is a
body, yeah, yeah, like how many people you killed.
Daniel
and like
told
in St. Louis, they kill you for nothing. You know, it ain't funny. Like you don't come there for nothing. You know, it ain't Chicago like that. Oblock, they kill them for territory. Down there, they kill them for St. Louis. They kill them for fun.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can we watch another?
Yeah, you want more? You want as much 607 Unk as you can get? Trust me.
No, don't say that. Oh, no, don't do that. No, don't play with me. I don't know what you want.
I have to ask because we spoke earlier. And you were speaking about parallel universes.
Right. It's seven of them.
It's seven of them.
Seven parallel. Yeah. Seven.
How?
So how you get that?
Just how do they exist? I mean, how do we know there's parallel universes?
All right. All right. Let me ask you a question. Is that chair you sitting on solid?
Yeah.
No, it's an atom. I mean, it's not atom like the Bible, but it's an atom.
Yeah, it's a molecule.
That's not solid.
I mean, they all came.
No, it's 0.9999% solid, so it's not solid. It's like, it's moving, but you can't go through it yet unless you vibrate right. If you vibrate right, you'll go through that floor.
Oh,
I was like, but you don't vibrate right. You don't get it.
There is no spoon.
That's all. Nah.
You talking about like the Flash?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all playing. I'm just keeping it real, right? We live in a magic world. The world's not real. Like when you sleep and when you awake, it's the same. But only thing when you come in this world, you get your taste. And in your other world, you don't get your taste. That's another universe too. But I can control it. And you can too. Cause it's about, well, you do control, you just don't know it yet. Cause like if you think something, right? And then you say something, and then you go do something, that's gonna happen. So like if you think like, I wanna kill, you gonna kill. If you think like, I wanna fuck, you gonna fuck. If you think like, I wanna be rich, then you're going to be rich if you start moving like you're rich. So it's kind of like you get to choose. That's one thing I like about life, right? Because you get to choose.
So when we dream, what is that?
I mean, it's another, you go into that dimension, right? You're supposed to bring information back from there. See, a lot of people just dream and they get up and say, I just had this dream, and they don't understand. They're supposed to use that information because you kind of like got that from God.
Yeah, I had a dream last night. You know, I was at like my high school reunion. It was like, oh, Joker, man, you're so great. We love you. What am I? I woke up. What am I supposed to do with that?
That's kind of like in reverse. It's like, that kind of like mean you a failure. That kind of like mean you have. No, I don't keep it real. That mean like in high school, you could have been something, right? But you messed up, right? You got to put it in reverse. But that mean you still got a chance now. I got to keep it real.
So you just figure out manifestation.
Damn, this is cool.
Isn't it nuts?
This is awesome.
This is, I found this dude, because I like the way, like, his cadence is wild. Like, yeah.
Can we watch a little bit more? I'm watching in two minutes.
So what about the dreams that you, as you can remember it vividly, but it's like gone in a split second, right? After you, right after you wake up, it's just gone. But you knew it was so vivid to you right when you woke up.
That's when it gotta get confusing, because I be wondering if I'm still asleep. Like, I don't know if I'm asleep when I'm awake or when I'm asleep and when I'm awake. I kind of like don't know the difference.
Like, in the world of the multiverse, if you was to look at the universe right next to us, the parallel universe right next to you, what is 607 Unk in that universe right next to us?
I think I told you earlier, right?
Yeah.
See, God, everything in the universe, right? But it's kind of like what you think. So whatever I think is where that part goes, right? If I was thinking about fucking, then I'm fucking. If I was thinking about money, then I'm rich over there. But I'm probably smoking crack over there now because of y'all. I'm talking about because y'all been talking about crack the whole time.
Maybe crack isn't crack over there. Yeah, maybe crack is donuts.
Maybe it's still good, right? Maybe it's still good. Yeah.
Okay, goddamn. Again, what's in the cup?
Come on, guys.
You know, a lot of people.
Wait, what did he say?
Come on now.
He said, "Come on, gang."
No, like just don't ask. Like that's it's funny that that's a very disrespectful question to black dudes. Like, come on now.
It's liquid death.
607 Unk put out. What is your message to the youth when they see you on camera? They see what you're saying, and you have the ability to maneuver people and make them think certain things. You can shift energies. What would be your message to the youth?
Join World War. I mean, besides that, no.
What do you say? Join worldwide?
Right.
I think it's his gang or something.
It's not real. I mean, it's kind of like reality, but they got to control their mind, right? They can't think about being broke or being poor. Control your mind. That's all I can tell them. I wish I could tell them that. But if they can control it, we could do it for them. I swear to God,
should young kids project, like, see themselves rich and famous? Should they do that, or is that detrimental?
One thing about, they should use their imagination, right? One thing your mom and them told, don't use your imagination, but that's kind of like the trick. That's like the secret code, but they're not going to tell you that. Imagination is kind of like real. I mean, it is real.
Yeah, no.
Imagination.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, kids should use their imagination. I tell my kid to daydream and think about that more than reality and then follow that.
But if they daydream too much and not be in reality,
then follow that when you get up. Damn. Just keep following that. Whether you sleep or whether you wake, keep doing the same thing. Don't switch.
Can you spot another addict if you just kind of was around one, not even knowing what they did, if they did drugs or not?
You black? Can you spot another black person? So don't ask questions you already know the answer to. I'm just keeping it real. Like, you already know the
You had me thinking for a second.
Like, you can tell you puffed smoke crack.
Damn.
You can tell.
Do you? Is it like kinder spirits?
I don't even know how you can tell. You can just tell. I don't know. You can just tell. It's like in your face. Everybody know I smoke crack. That's why I went and told them. They're like, "Well, he smoke crack. He smoke crack." I'm like, I'm gonna go and tell him. Yeah, it can't use against me now. I told him.
How did you turn it around?
I just told you. I thought about it. I said, "I'm rich. I'm famous. I'm 607." Oh, I had to change my name too. Cause like one thing you'll know, to get a new life, you gotta kind of like get rid of the old one. So I had to quit smoking crack for the new life, right? I mean, I would love to keep smoking crack, but not for this new life. So I had to switch.
Where does the name 607 come from?
All right, well, I just got to keep it real. I was in another kind of gang. And in St. Louis, is a gang called 607. It's kind of like in Pond Line. I swear, I'm from there.
That's the name of a street? Name of a
No, it's the name of our gang. We killed like 607 people real early. Quick, soon. Yeah, a lot of people didn't do that real good. Like, but at St. Louis, we like killed the first 607 people. Fast.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then the Unk is just...
Your Unk came because I was back then. Yeah.
Is St. Louis really that bad of a place?
No, I'm keeping it real. You gonna die there. That's what I'm about, because you got that microphone and the cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just going to kill instantly. That's what I'm about. Nah, they ain't going to take the camera.
We've heard rumors. Has St. Louis ever been part of the murder capital of the world?
Oh, we the highest right now. Murder capital.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the YN.
So, yeah, what I'm about to say, what is that about? You can't go to the gas station?
No, I bought the cars. They got to steal the car. St. Louis got to steal your car. Right? If you go to St. Louis and they run up on you, just give them your car. Or they going to kill you about it. Because they got to steal the car.
How come they don't, St. Louis is not, doesn't have the reputation like Chicago has, like, in the media like that?
Because of Nelly. That's what I'm about. Like, he gatekeep. Don't let nobody out. I mean, Sexy Red got out because she had a pussy. But she didn't have to use it. That's one thing. Everybody thinks she used it. But it's kind of like, she didn't have to use it. She kind of like showed it a little bit. Let them know that she got it, right? That's what I'm about. And they was happy about that. Right? But they didn't get to go in. Because her baby daddy would have killed them about that. There's one thing about him. He really a killer. That a lot of people don't know. He killed shit.
Allegedly.
No. Quit saying allegedly shit. No, he killed shit for real. That's what I called my mama. Be real. That's why she couldn't give it up for real. She could just short a little bit. Chief Keith ain't getting none. Because Chief Keith been dead. That's what I called my mama. I don't keep it real.
I just seen him the other day.
No, he been dead if he hit Sexy Red. If he went to Sexy Red, he been dead. That's what I called my mama. Don't play on me. He ain't. On two.
When I see Memphis blowing up, is St. Louis possibly the next Memphis, you feel like, with artists coming out of there?
St. Louis like the next Atlanta. You remember how Atlanta was when it was going up and everybody was going? St. Louis is going to be like that. But it's going to be in reverse. It's going to be high-speed killer music. And because everybody else talk about this regular killing, but St. Louis kill out the car. So it's called high-speed music.
Yeah, not drill music.
High-speed. Yeah, it's a new type of music introduced by St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah, we put it out.
If there's a female artist that is out of St. Louis that you vouch for, is there a name you could throw out there?
I mean, I think I keep it real, right? It's two female artists in St. Louis I love the best. But if I say one of their name, the other one gonna hate me. But it's Brand B and Pudelo. They fight each other.
Oh, damn.
Right? And they just like, I like both of them. They good. I ain't never had sex with none of them. But both of them good. But I can't say which one I like better.
If you was
Because they
pick,
sound the same.
If you was to pick
And they one. Look the same.
Damn. Okay.
I just want to keep it real. That's why they probably hate each other.
Okay. If an artist was to come to you, to want to get on, it's called Worldwide Hustle.
Worldwide Hustle.
Yeah. What are you looking for in that artist that you want to say you got what it takes?
Discipline. Okay. Can you wait? That's it. How long can you wait?
Who are some artists out right now that you feel like are hot? Like, and who are some artists that don't fell off?
I mean, they all fall off after they can't recoup. I mean, because none of them recoup, so they fall off. But, if I got to say, I don't really listen to music. If I listen to music, it's St. Louis music, right? A lot of people don't know, right? Because we got our own, like, industry in St. Louis, right? So I listen to Karma 2s, right? And, you know, I listen to Devo, right? I listen to a rapper called D-Huncho. He like, got shot, like, I don't know, because he was on Say Cheese, said he got shot, like, 14, 17 times. He said he got shot 14 times, but he named, like, 30 times. So I'm still confused. So I don't know how many times he got shot. But I just know he got shot. But he got good music. It's like Ammo Game. So I like Vaughn. I like the other guy that was dead that killed five people, Bloodhound Jeff. I think they bring him back. I've been talking to guys, see if we can bring him back. Yeah, I like him. I like King Vaughn. But he burning right now. So his music, it's good. I like Duck.
Oh, wait, you don't think King Vaughn got his wings?
Nah, he burning. He a devil. He dead. But he was supposed to die. I mean, if you punch a person, you're supposed to die. Because, like, in St. Louis, we know that. Don't punch nobody, I'm going to die. Right? So he knew that. He knew he was going to die. He probably wanted to die.
So, what, they ain't punching nobody down in St. Louis? Is
No.
You punch first?
You punch, then shoot. I mean, you got to, like, do it right. Right? If I punch, I got to shoot next.
Oh, wow. Combo breaker.
Yeah. Damn. That's what I'm So, King Von, he knew what was about to go on because he punched. When he punched, he should have shot, too. But he punched and got shot. So shout out to him. I mean, he already got shot.
But that ain't the message we want to push, though. We want, you know, no, you have to fight another day.
No, don't fight at all. That's the message we're trying to push. Don't touch a man. Right? That's it. Talk. Use your vocal. Talk. Communicate. Communicate.
Walk away.
Yeah, walk away. Because if you fight, you probably going to die that night. Damn. That's the message. I tell them to fight, but y'all already start murders because these YNs can't fight. I mean, they can fight, but when they lose, they're going to kill.
Holy shit. Oh my God, man. Can you type in ammo gang St. Louis?
Do you like that?
That was awesome.
That was awesome. I found that a couple of brothers and I found a little lacrosse. I was researching on YouTube. It's researching my lacrosse stick, and
it's a Joyride character right there.
It's me, Kato, and Rambo, and it's what we got, three different switches. Bitch can't set me up, ask for my law, I swear this little bitch tripping. Box up on the Glock, oh, she won't stop, I got this little bitch glitching. Kato work the wheel in every speedy, killing every district.
We gon' get up close, don't shoot from deep, we don't hit from a distance. Bro burnt up the hood, police outside.
Hold on, Damiel can probably text me like the most.
Hit play one more time real quick.
So we out jumping fences. Been going fair, ride riding all day, and I'm strike with the switches. Ski mask on my face, Glock on my way, so they can't see who did it.
Oh, pump it up, there go them boys, I think they seen a shift. Rambo been a snake, improve my skills, detect the niggas hissing. The hoes gon' fly, just drop the neck, I ain't with all that kissing. Make a nigga bar, piece, speak on slimy, die for all that dissing. Exotic Glock, can't win no gen, switch on the back, I might go fed. I'll call Blink. Shit's black cause he smacked dude ass all in the head. Cable box on my 19, slapped on the beam and this bitch red. Get the dome, I kick her out, don't wanna fuck, just want the head.
I think yo bitch know me, ducking police, backstreet keep it low key. Call her Rambo, that's my brody, he shoot like Ginobili. Say she don't give dome, it's 2 a.m. and this bitch finna blow me. Glock and code and I'm gon' blow, can't let him get up on me. Gang push.
There's like way more ignorant, crazy shit.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna get a link to it soon, but we can
I hope I'm 607 on one day.
I was hoping that when he was explaining what 607 was, that and he said the killers, mm-hmm. the kills that they got. I was just hoping it was the area code.
Yeah. It's not. I thought it was not.
No, it's
did
like
you a, check? Oh,
I checked.
No, he said it's how many people they killed.
No, I know.
We killed the first 607 people quick, real like the quickest. That's such a rant. Like, which day did they decide to cut it off? Like, all right, 607. That's the name.
Yeah, that's enough.
Black and indigenous.
Have you seen this?
No.
Black and indigenous people of color. Black and indigenous people of color. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Asian American Pacific Islander. Asian American Pacific Islander. Latino, Hispanic, Romani, and Creole. Latino, Hispanic, Romani, and Creole. We all have a place in this world. We all have a place in this world.
How disgusting.
You forgot Inuits and...
What's Romani?
Romani are the gypsy people. They're... I think they're primarily in Romania. It's like a...
India, now in Europe,
So it's like a lot like
Turkish,
Turkish,
yeah, the Balkans,
of, yeah. Okay. But that's what they are the derogatory term is.
They joined the alphabet mob. They were like this: hey, gypsies from the Balkans, you guys want in?
Yeah,
you guys went on this fun time we got. I'll put you on the flag. We'll put your wheel, your profile whippet sprocket. Now, can you type in profile whippet sprocket? You're going to love this. Yeah. Profile whippet. No, then the profile sprocket. Just type in profile sprocket. It's not the whippet then. It's because it was the one I actually had was the multispoke. That one, that multispoke right there, that's the Romani one. See, it looks just like it. It's the Romani people. I didn't know they liked BMX as much as I did. Can you do a tail whip? No doubt. Do you have an FBM? Do you think that stuff will be like an antique in the future?
What, that chanting song?
No, like that whole. Do you think that movement is like had a, like is going to be wax glued sealed up in like a moment in time where it's like.
Mm-mm.
You think it'll slowly bleed through like small like Vermont? It'd be like. Like hippies in the 60s sort of like went dormant for like 30 years. Like in like 1976 when Coke came back, like the full hippie butterfly movement kind of like went a little quiet. moved its way up to Vermont, made cheese for 30 years, and then all of a sudden their daughters in 1994 started going to Ani DeFranco concerts. Mm. You know what I mean? And then like the mid-90s woke Janine Garofalo movement. And then it died dormant again, then it came back, you know, in like 99, 2000, 2001. It was like Britney Spears, thongs, that shit out. So that wave went down. And then it came back when like Tubbo, Lena Dunham came out. And she said it like harrowing and screaming like her father about painting pictures of pussies. But you think this is the time where it ends this time?
Maybe it could. That would be
good. It go dormant for a little while?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so.
No girl in their right mind would ever think they're going to, or guy would like, it's sort of like an antiquated thesis.
Yeah.
In 2025. It seems almost irresponsible to be spouting this shit right now. Mm-hmm. If not dangerous, but definitely irresponsible.
Yeah.
I'm just being real with y'all.
You're talking about Romani's having a place in this world and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like the,
I think my only connection to it to what's going on is Twitter, and Twitter's kind of it's pretty right wing these days, but that might be sort of an echo chamber.
Yeah.
Type effect going on, so I don't know what's going on in the streets.
I mean, the pendulum swing will happen, but right now to be like 2016, like, come here, friend, Chinese friend.
I think it might be hard to do that, I think, in today's day and age.
Would it be fair
come
to...
Come here, Chinese friend.
Come here, Chinese friend. Did you make tak doi?
Yeah.
Like a white fat girl, you know, trying to speak like fucking Mandarin to her Chinese friend, and then the Chinese people being like, I'm sort of tired of being pandered.
Yeah, I think that stuff might be...
like
going away for a bit, I hope.
I feel like if you're like a late in the game fat ass lesbo who's trying to like talk to her Swahili,
it's a little too
friend.
Late to be cool.
Yeah,
that's what I do when I go to the Vietnamese restaurant. I'm like, yeah, can I get an order of the bum bao hue?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you gonna say?
I'm like, give me the chicken stuff with the grease on it.
Bum bao hue.
I love the cockroach eggs.
I asked Damien when we were on that other music video. I asked Damien like the max stout version of what's out there
and what's going on.
Send me this,
St. Louis. Whoa. This is a cool concept for a music video, though. I gotta say, it's creative.
That's how it ended, but.
I think that's a real shooting.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That looks pretty real. And the Airbnb host is gonna be real angry. Yeah.
Mary Carner, the owner of the college educated St. Louis graduate. What's the biggest university in St. Louis?
I think it's a real shooting.
Yeah. Biggest Washington.
I bet it is.
You bet.
Yeah. Washington University in St. Louis.
Really?
I don't know if this is St. Louis, but this is something.
Bumped down on the ops with buttons, ran down on the nigga and knocked him off. I guess he ain't see us coming. How about hawked him down? This niggas went to running. I can't up a dub, but 10 and blues. The ops ain't got no money. Switch too fast, drench his ass. The nigga conducted, gassing him up to spin on us. His dumbass daddy shouldn't have trust. Ain't popped the nigga in a couple months. I'm finna go slide, I'm getting rusty. Like his mans, we popped him up, but he ain't died. A bitch got lucky. Come to the crib, my bitch wanna fight. Fuss, then fuck the bitch, be bugging. Went on a drill and the nigga got killed. Don't ask me shit, cause I don't know nothing. I gotta switch on back of this block. When 12 rat pass, I'm trying to tuck it.
I wanna see what the comments say. I like how he kept the same energy on his homie ver. I want to watch that one more time.
Go ahead.
You can see the smoke here, I think. Oh, no, that's his weed smoke. Never mind.
Maybe.
Damn.
Anyways.
Imagine the Airbnb host being like, what the hell happened here? There are bullet holes all over the bedspreads.
Can you look that up and see if there was a news article about it or something? Yeah.
I think it's a really good music video idea, though. Like, you just say, action, everybody duck down like there's a shooting.
Indiana.
That's a hard thing to coordinate, though.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just hit up Screwly G.
Yeah. Yeah, footage appears to show gunfire erupting while cameras rolling to Daily Caller. Okay.
When was that?
And it was in Gary, Indiana.
Which is nice, which is like the lacrosse capital of the world.
The men were rapping while facing the camera, completely unaware of the apparent danger looming behind them. But the scene was cut short when suddenly gunshots were apparently heard. The men took cover. Countless rounds appeared to continue to be fired as the rappers hit the floor. The sound of shattered glass was heard. Okay, cool. This was a Sam link.
Oh, yeah, this one's good.
Patrol shutting down the range.
And I'm like, Rangers?
We're the shiznit. Nobody shuts down the Rangers.
What's happening?
Another unit is coming in that has primacy.
What? There is no unit that has primacy over the Rangers. I don't know what's going on. This Black Hawk helicopter lands. These dudes jump off and I chew not. They are dressed like they just came from the Delta Force movie with Chuck Norris. Jeans on, different boots, the black old army green cap. And they were all older. And they got all these kit bags and duffel bags and they unload this ammo. So we're sitting in the bleachers and they start shooting all sorts of different grenade launchers. They come out and they're taking notes. Guy's got a clipboard. They're there for 10 minutes. Dude comes back. He's like, hey, man, we really appreciate it. I'm really sorry that we shut down your range. If I could ever make it up to you, I ask another NCO. He's like, who are those guys? He's like, those are the D-boys. That's what I want to do. Hey.
We're
the and I'm like, we're Rangers?
We're the shiznit. No.
We're the shiznit.
It's going to be a joke at this point. Those shiznit.
Those are the D-boys.
They're the D-boys.
Should we have a fake Army Ranger?
Yeah.
Gunman.
Let's just do some bits here that we can clip from real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Chris, can you pull up a picture of a tank? So we were two clicks outside Kashtar.
Our clothing brand?
So we were two clicks outside Kashtar. Bingo on ammo and supplies, totally dry in the tanks. I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out what are we going to do. I'm looking around. My CO is in my ear. He's telling me we got to figure out what to do. I see a truck 100 clicks east. An ice cream truck.
And you don't have to, you can do multiple takes because if you clip it like they did where it's so fast and the cadence changes, that's better.
Yeah, yeah.
I say use the leopard to shoot me over there. Strap me to the leopard. So I have the cartridge and I ship it to my parachute. I've got a double parachute. I say use the leopard, shoot me over to the truck. It's 100 clicks. I shoot over there in a cannon.
An ice cream truck. Mm. They load us up in the human cannon and they shoot us over, catapult us over. Mm. Human cannon shooting us over. There's a cleaning lady.
She's speaking Farsi.
Osama bin Laden's cleaning lady's there. She says, if you ace this guy, and I just remember thinking, it's so badass. When we ace this guy. Osama bin Laden's cleaning lady's looking at us. And I'll never forget, she says to us, when you ace this guy. And I remember thinking that was so badass when we're gonna ace this guy.
You're anti-tank weapon.
So we're flying over this. So we're flying, but we don't have wings. My buddy and me tearing through the sky. We're watching ice cream truck after ice cream truck go under us, and I'm just thinking at home about my daughter. That I do jujitsu with. Smasher. Ashley.
Smashley.
Smashley. I call her Smashley because when we do jujitsu, we smash.
I've got a picture in my rectangle. Your daughter, Smashley. I've got your daughter, Smashley's picture in my rectangle.
I had a picture of my captain's daughter in my reticle.
My rectum.
And another picture of my captain's daughter in my rectum, rolled up in a cylinder, in case I get caught.
I'm chewing cyanide pills all morning. And then right after she says, if you ace this guy, I headbutted her. And I said, don't clean up after terror.
The cyanide pills don't work because they give a cyanide antidote.
Brown, 12-year-old brown kid with beetle nut juice on his face comes over, bomb. Thought it was a beetle nuts. It was a bomb.
I unzipped his cardigan. It was loaded with tannerite. He had tannerite pouches, 4 kilos of tannerite on his chest, and he was reciting the Torah.
Finally, I'm in a foxhole. I get a call. It's the president. He tells me, bomb the whole country.
So I'm in a boxing ring. It's me versus Saddam Hussein. They're cheering. The villain from, you know, Sagat? He's there.
From Street Fighter.
He's licking his gold tooth at me. And he's holding up a pile of money, betting a heavy amount of sum. The Sultan of Brunei is there, betting his entire car collection. And he's saying, these are my people. This is my forces. Get him, Cobra. And the guy dipped his hands in glass, and he looks at me, and he says, U.S. Army Ranger? Ha, 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 ha. You are weak. So I draped the flag over my back, and I did a spinning back kick. And I hit him so hard, I broke his jaw. And I said, where's your Cobra at now? Don't tread on me.
That was the day we changed the flag from red, white, and blue to black and gray.
And yellow with red stars on it. And everybody said, that's a good flag. And they all started chanting, USA.
All right. Let's run one more.
Okay.
Can you pull up a picture of Chris Beck? Or pull up a picture of Jocko Willink looking intimidating. Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Let's get it nice and...
So I talked to my senior officer, and I said, we're the Leopards. We're the Shiznit.
The Leopards have a rich and storied history. You don't hear them in the movies so much. You don't hear about how badass the Leopards are because movies, you're not allowed to talk about the Leopards. You can go watch a Hollywood movie. You can watch Rambo. You can watch all about the Delta Force, Black Ops. You will not be watching about the Leopards because if you make a movie about the Leopards, the CIA will assassinate you. Now, here's the thing. When you sign up for the teams, that's what we call it, there's different... Now, here's the thing. When you go to sign up for the teams, that determines what your role in the future army is going to be. Are you going to be a guy that's cleaning butts? Or are you going to be a guy...
wearing thongs. Wearing women's underwear. Just kidding.
Are you going to be a guy that's cleaning panties? Panties that a guy was wearing. Or are you going to be a guy that's peeling potatoes in the lunchroom, down by the laundry room? Or... are you going to be a guy that's being put in charge, big equipment, dangerous skills, such as sniper teams? So when you go to audition, they line up. You're in a dance studio, and they have you dance. They have you dance your little heart out. And you do pirouettes. You do sissy spins. You do splits. You do front splits. You do side splits. Depending on how deep you can go with the splits, that's going to determine what teams you're on. There's Black Ops, Delta Force. There's also the red team. There's the blue team. There's the green team. There's a yellow team. There's a purple team. There's a magenta team.
And I was leaning forward one time, changing the tire on the Humvee in Fallujah. And I had just unloosened the last bolt, the ten lug wheel on the Hummers, and a simple merchant on the street said, "Your underwear are hanging out," and he noticed that I had the leopard thong on, which is he knew that I was an 8-star purple leopard, and his eyes opened up like, "Oh no," because when you see a leopard, that's a signal. All right, that's coded. All right, that's coded language. You see leopard thigh highs, you know that those are that's our prize. All right? A blonde babe covered in leopard is a prize for a leopard 5-star, 8-star purple.
Now, what you don't know is when you're in the theater of war, when you're operating, that's what we call it. We call it operating. What that means is if you're killing someone, you're executing someone, holding their head. When you're killing somebody, you're holding their head like this. You're holding their head right here and executing them like this. This is what's called operating, okay? So you got a Muslim guy down here, and you're holding his head, and you're fighting him. You're fighting for air, and you're executing him with a gun. You're shooting him in the head with a gun at the moment that you feel the strongest. That's called operating. That's what an operator is. Now, there's different types of operators. You don't know this because you're not a soldier veteran, combat soldier veteran, as we call it in the system. When you're over there, it's basically, there's New York, it's like, when you're over there.
It's like a New York system.
If you've ever heard of New York system, you know, you're going to know exactly what we're talking about.
Gaggers.
Gaggers. You go to a New York system, they make you a bunch of gaggers, put some onions on it, you're good to go, okay? It's the same thing when you're over in Iraq, Fallujah, wherever they make these.
Tehran.
Wherever the where are we doing battle? Where is it that the United States is doing the most battle? Just imagine in your mind wherever the most niggers are.
Bad.
Your mind.
Bad. Baghdad. Bag. Nigerabad is what we call it. Okay. Strangely, we're not doing battle in Niger. That's interesting to me. I don't know why we're not over there. It would seem to me you could kill a few million niggers over there and do away with the good, do good with for the world. Anywho, at the most elite level of combat possible, the distinction between soldiers is animal print. A-10 Warthog, for example, the plane. What you don't know, they call nukes, they call them zebras. If you ever see somebody in a Jeep and they have tiger stripes, I would advise you to let them by. You might get shot.
F-type Jaguar, dark gray.
Sugar gliders.
Right. That's easy to understand.
We saw there was heat distortion over the horizon, but it wasn't hot out, and we were wondering, where's the heat coming from? And this platoon of tanks came rolling towards us, and the tanks were glowing hot metal. The tanks were so hot that the metal that constructs the tanks, it was glowing hot. And they came out, the commander came out, and he said, "We're the Peach Team."
Oh, shit. That's when I knew shit was going to hit the fan, because my commanding officer, Tigress, she said, "Oh, shit." Thank God we had a relay attached to two Blackhawks, and we were yanked 500 clicks immediately on caser rounds out to the sky. So we had 45 millimeter caser rounds that were attached to our back.
Caser rounds.
That's a
yeah,
and we were able to ration up enough
veggie omelet MREs.
Yeah, you hear that ticking right now? That's just a byproduct of my TR6s. Anyway, so we were able to bounce out of Tehran.
Tehran,
and then I bought a
Range Rover.
I bought a Range Rover and just went into town, and they loved me. Everybody in the town loves me.
Pull up a picture of Chris Beck. We'll do one last one here.
Do you want it like a one where he's still a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I like. Hold on, I like this one.
Whatever one you like, Chris. Pull up his massage finder profile.
Providence.
There we go. Yeah, he looks solid. He looks mentally solid and ready for the rigors of battle.
Leave me alone.
No, he's probably crazy as shit. He's probably going to be here. We should just get him on the show. Get to the bottom of this. Get to the bottom of him.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Get to the bottom of him. Sammy, you want to get to my bottom? You want to ride one of those motorcycles? You can ride behind me. I've been known to ride pretty fast. I fell when I was riding with the Hells Angels, and I fell down, and they all called me a faggot.
If you want to infiltrate a theater of war, for example, that's controlled by an enemy force, the way to do this without attracting attention to yourself and getting yourself killed like a Maluk is a motorcycle sidecar. Now we'll go in and we'll be going in GSXRs, katanas,
Herbie the Love Bug paint schemes,
bandits, Suzuki bandits. We'll be going in and
Honda Rebels. Big guy bikes.
Victory sometimes. Sometimes Indian.
Suzuki Boulevard.
never Harley so much, but Honda Rebel mostly. That's what we specialized in. We would roll up in these motorcycle sidecars, and
go inside.
What you need to do, what you have to do right away is figure out where's the enemy base, okay? Where's the enemy base where they manufacture the bad guys? Where are they manufacturing the chemical weapons and the missiles? Where's their base? They have an underground base. If you can't find this, you're going to be, it's a pretty big desert. All right? You're going to be wandering around for, quite a while without a map, okay? You ever see a camel? See how much water they hold? You can't put this in a motorcycle sidecar. You need to find the enemy base, okay?
My camel packs run dry. I'm 8 miles into a cave system, a tunnel system. I'm standing on 2 liquid tons of tannerite. Liquid. That's liquid.
Liquid tannerite. That's what we would use. We put it in toothpaste. We would actually bathe in liquid tannerite, use it as shampoo so that our body's immune system developed an immune response to tannerite so that it couldn't be used against us.
And we had a mouthful of pennies.
The copper taste. Once the copper taste
neutralizes,
went away, that's when we would know there's magnesium in the air and that there's going to be an explosion in the next couple milliseconds.
You'd make makeshift IEDs with...
We would make makeshift IUDs with paper clips, with tannerite, whatever we had to do to ensure that, you know...
Chili bean.
So I take a Snickers wrapper and I wrap it around the end of my EDC. I take a small piece of Snickers wrapper and I tape it to the end of my EDC. And it's just flailing off. And it's kind of, at this point, I've gotten my weapon drawn, but it's down by my right side. And I can see the wrapper flapping in the wind. And I know immediately right there,
That's for your upper.
That's in my upper. This is my EDC. I have a piece of Snickers wrapper taped on the end of it. And I can see the end of the wrapper start to flap. But I know there's wind northwest. And I know I'm owed some money.
That's your windage, but also you would tease that around the corner and you'd make the enemy think that there's a piece of trash floating there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a piece of trash. It was a human with a gun. If you're watching a doorway, you're watching your sixes, you're watching your tens, okay? You're looking at the doorway and you see, you know, a piece of trash, you don't think anything of it.
There's trash everywhere.
There's trash everywhere. Of course there'd be trash at waist level.
Floating
by a doorway. Right? It's not possible that it could be attached to a gun. Now, in lieu of a silencer, we wouldn't run silencers because the...
I would just use my hand.
Because of DEI, okay, I identify as an attack helicopter, but unfortunately, in Obama's America, you can't have a silencer because these f***s want it loud.
No problem. I'll just use my hand.
What I would do... is in the situation where I was executing a guy who I was holding down in a defense position, prone. If I was executing him, the silencer, as I'm executing this guy, you know, killing him, and if I didn't have a silencer, what I would do is I would cough really loud the moment I pulled the trigger.
Turns out it was just a goat.
Turns out it was just a goat the whole time.
Turns out it was just a male. Turns out I was in New York City and it was just a male.
Turns out it was a guy at home.
That's connector rods.
That's why everybody should get a MetaQuest 3.
And that's why everybody should join the army.
Just listen to me and look at my eyes.
Soldier man.
Look in my eyes. Tell me what you see.
Tell me I'm not okay.
I gotta piss.
That's fun.
Great.
I'm not talking unless y'all giving me land and 2,000 or more Yeah. Every week. You hear me?
Okay, yeah.
I'm not talking unless y'all giving me land and 2,000 or more every week.
Wow. So she was talking to a young boy or man.
A teenage boy.
Which may or may not be legal in Pakistan.
She's been stranded there since October 11th.
And she's not, she probably could go back if she wanted to, or maybe she couldn't. Maybe she's broke and just needs the money to go back.
This is the funniest thing. This is the best bit of all time. I'm sorry, bro. Like, can you imagine sending like bitchy ass, like
she's from the Bronx or something.
Kevin Samuels rejects to like Pakistan to get money. Like, your ass is big. And she's like, I want a 10. I want a 6'4" millionaire. And he's like, what's your dress size? And she's like, 8. And how tall are you? She's like, 5'1". He's like, you built like a motherfucking refrigerator. Like, but then you just put him on a plane in Pakistan and just have them go demand money out there. That's the funniest bit of all time.
That's savage.
I'm sorry.
And it's real.
It's dead serious. Whoever this woman is, she's a pioneer in her field.
Can we look up her name? Is there more of her?
Her name's Kamachi.
Let's see her name.
Jenna. Just demanding $8,000 a month and land.
Onija Andrew Robinson.
Wow.
Check her out on YouTube. Let's see.
This guy. Oh, man.
I'm surprised they don't just kill her.
Look.
Good morning, Gary.
I came here to visit today to fix up this place, to reconstruct this place. Okay? For Mr. Chipper.
Thank you. Thank
and that's
you.
All.
Look at the mics.
Yo.
Look at the mics.
Holy shit.
Yo, this is awesome. Keep going,
thank
please.
You. Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm going to the deli.
Just have a sit, sister. Have a sit. Please.
Have a sit, sister.
Sit, please, sister.
She's got a big
please,
fat ass. Look at
5 minutes. 5 minutes, please.
No.
No.
Okay. Listen. I hope he's saying the right things, okay? Like I said, Pakistan needs to be reconstructed. I'm asking for $20,000 right away in my pockets at the end of this week. That's all, folks, for today.
She's thinking it's $20,000 US, but it's $20,000 Pakistani, which is like $40.
Yo.
That's it. He have nothing else to say. Goodbye.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh my
God. Thank
you.
He's
just describing her ass.
Yeah, it's like so fat, yo. I fucked her, shaking. She was throwing it back.
He talked too much. That's it.
Yes, that's it. Yes, yes, I'm saying.
Listen. You talk too much.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is the best thing.
That's amazing. It's like she's talking to like
me,
like the guy at the deli in New York, and she's,
yeah, yo, I want it the Aki way,
Aki way.
You talking too much, bro? I want to see five, please. I think this is gonna be the biggest thing in the history of America. This should be the new reality TV show. This is the biggest deal. Let's make this a big thing.
$71.
No, what you saying?
Cheesy ham. Can we see more? Just like more of her talking?
Pakistani. Yes, my Pakistani sister. Okay, sister? It's not okay?
I like the shirt, t-shirt she has on of the bicycle.
Yeah, what's up with that?
ये बिचारी जो है वो कराची की सड़कों के ऊपर कभी पार्किंग में घूम रही थी परे गया सारा फैसल पे जो है वो
उसके पास आ गई
और फिर उसके बाद जो है वो
लिसन आई होप ही इज सेइंग द राइट थिंग्स ओके लाइक आई सेड
व्हाट ए नाइटमेयर
Isn't that awesome?
Wouldn't they, yes. like, wouldn't, it, wouldn't...
Why they, wouldn't they just kill her?
That's, wouldn't, because, like, a Pakistani woman talking like that, they would not tolerate that at all.
Well, it looks like they're wearing, like, Trump 2020 fucking hats.
Yeah, Chippa.
Chippa.
That's he's probably like the rough.
What else do they get if you look her up on YouTube? Where else?
Yeah,
is
I
want to
see
here?
More of her.
Ha!
Right there.
Yes,
just like fat Nicki Minaj, which is really great. Sounds like it too.
She's only 28.
Sagittarius. Sagittarians love to travel.
मौजूद है और ये
मौजूद
she's a fucking demon.
Nah, she's a pioneer.
Would like to for you guys to book my ticket back to New York. Money is short right now and I would appreciate it.
अमेरिकी
खातून I'll send her $1,000 right now if she does more TV interviews.
That's awesome.
How do I get in touch with this bitch? I'll send her a grand to keep going.
I have to book my ticket back to New York.
And then I'll just fuck with her.
Money is short right now and I would appreciate it.
Did she fall for a scam?
Probably.
Catfished or something.
Yeah, did she get like catfished that. Out there?
That's, yeah, this is the, yeah.
ना खुदा मिला ना विसाले सनम ना इधर के रहे ना उधर के रहे 19 साल लड़के की मोहब्बत
में that's the guy she went out to meet.
Oh, really?
गिरफ्तार होकर अमेरिकी खातून कराची तो पहुंच गई.
If there's like 10 of her in that country, that changes the course of history in that country forever.
100%. We have to do this.
If the Pakistanis, they better kill her.
We have
I'm
to
not,
do this.
Listen, they should probably kill her.
God, I should work for the U.S. government. You guys, U.S. government, I want a job. I know how to do this. I know exactly what to do. I'm not going over there. I'm staying in my house. I'm chilling, but I know what to do. We need to get her over there, like mix her in. Say she's in love with someone who's like obviously like, tell her she's in love with the Indian Joker out there and she thinks he's like good looking and then she wants a flight and she said he was going to marry her. We'll do email correspondence and like, we looked it up. You did not do that. Please.
One more. This is from Trevin, I think.
ten women like that.
Good job, Atlanta.
What an asshole. Dickhead.
Who is that? I want to know who that is,
that
though.
That is...
What's his name? This is early
Jap
life.
Jap Blanc? Let's see. Jap Blanc.
It's unforgettable.
Someone should kill that guy.
Oh, God.
Ew, man.
It's a Dutch avant-garde composer.
What's wrong with the Dutch?
Yeah, what is wrong with the Dutch?
They are... There's something. I forgot what it was, though.
The freaky deaky Dutch, like even from...
The Dutch. You know who's Dutch? Amy Bibabi. Remember that girl?
Yeah, the Dutch are fucked up.
Yeah.
You know who's Dutch? I think the... type in HEB297. Human embryonic kidney 293 cells.
Yep.
An immortalized cell line derived from a female fetus in the 1970s.
Yes, the Netherlands, yep.
And I think it was 293 because it was the 293rd fetus that they killed, something like that.
Well, they like kill like Down syndrome in utero, right? Over there?
Alex van der Ebb's laboratory in Leiden, the Netherlands. Click Alex van der Ebb and see if he might be Dutch. Is he Dutch?
Yeah.
Go back. And then scroll down here. Applications. Ask ChatGPT why HEK293 is called. Come on. Why is HEK293 called HEK293? Period. Specifically the 293 part. What does that mean?
Oh, God.
It's the 293rd yep. experiment in a series conducted by yeah. Frank Graham.
Type in Dr. Frank Graham. That might be the guy.
Biologist.
All right, go back to the ChatGPT thread. Type in, how did they get these embryos? And these cells were likely from elective abortions. The cells were sourced from a female fetus, which is often how the designation embryonic or fetal. Crazy. How old were the embryos used to obtain these cells? Good God. And I think this stuff is used in, can you type, is this stuff somehow used in flavoring for packaged foods?
I like the first sentence.
Some flavor companies use cell-based research to help develop and test artificial sweeteners, MSG. Flavor enhancers. What'd you say?
MSG.
MSG is not...
right there.
Yeah.
Monosodium glutamate. Some related to flavoring has been used in human cell lines like HGK.
MSG is just tasty, though. It's not derived from human cells or anything like that. Yeah, what the fuck? Next time you bust open a package of Doritos.
Just know you're eating Dutch embryos.
Dutch baby cell. Disgusting.
Anyways, right. We're going to...
We can wrap it up.
We're going to NOLA. SamHydeLive.com. Chamonix House. Scuff Realtor.
Every Tuesday.
Every
Tuesday that we can do it.
Dutch time.
Perfect God. Every time I push your butt cheeks. I will push on them.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Nick Roach for Sam Hyde. Is it a perfect God life or the life of a perfect God? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit, all jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments? If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ending up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different genes to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock. Strength and longevity. See the steam flow out the tops. Too swift, so heavenly.